Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Nice music bump. Every breath you take. 720 WGN. It is appropriate. We have a big event that we love to support every single year, and that is the Fight for Air Climb. Danielle Trojanic is with us. Danielle is the Executive Director of the American Lung Association of Greater Chicago. Danielle, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. Appreciate it.
And Kevin, our sports anchor, is going to be joining you.
Wonderful. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. It was a ton of fun. I love that it is at Soldier Field now. We're outside. It's a little bit different from what we used to do, where we used to go up staircases in apartment buildings here in Chicago. I love the having it at Soldier Field. It was a ton of fun last year.
Yes, and we're so happy to have you. You guys were our top team. It was wonderful to have the whole WGN studio there. It's a great event. We're excited for this year's Chicago Fight for Air Climb, presented by United Healthcare, happening May 19th at the iconic Soldier Field. So come on out. Take those steps.
So people who want to join the team, create their own team, donate money. Let's start with the people who want to create a team. I think some people are like, I don't know if I can do all those stairs. The important part here is raising the money, right?
Absolutely. It's both, right? It's getting out, being able to get out of that comfort zone, try something new. This is for all levels. So even if it's yourself individually, grabbing a neighbor and coming out as a team of two, three, or even more, and getting your fitness in. It's about health and wellness. It's about supporting a cause that impacts over 1.5 million Illinoisans. And really, it's about just breathing, enjoying quality of air, and supporting those impacted by lung health and lung disease.
We got the news today that Dickie Betts died. Dickie Betts was one of the founding members of the Allman Brothers Band. And I looked at the list of causes of death, and of course, pulmonary obstructive. Let me see. What was that? It's COPD. So chronic pulmonary. Yeah, you do it for me, Danielle.
Oh, yes. No, lung disease, there's so many factors, and I think it's that stigma around it being a smoker's disease, right? But what people don't realize is that lung cancer is the number one cancer killer, and that is impacted by so many other things, such as radon, the quality of air that we're breathing constantly, what we're around, and also that there's so many diseases such as asthma, respiratory issues, COPD, right? So pulmonary fibrosis, people are impacted in so many ways, but at the same time, really, if you can't breathe, nothing else matters, and that's really our motto for everybody to keep in mind.
Right. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's what I was trying to say. It's also in part what killed my father, and I do know people who have had lung cancer who have never smoked a cigarette in their life.
Right. And I think that's really the stats out there. And it's also considering to be screened early on, early detection, because what it is even though it's the number one cancer killer, it is detected early, then increases survival rates. So people don't realize that's a stigma that we need to kind of walk away from and create awareness. And that's why we're here for this event, is to celebrate, to be together, and to create awareness around lung health.
Well, money raised at these events through the American Lung Association has helped fund some of that research to find out more and put a stop to lung cancer, right?
Absolutely. That's all that we do here, is we are the voice for those through advocacy. We have a number of partners that support our research studies with early detection screening. We have a number of programs and health promotions in the Chicagoland area. We do home assessments for those that are impacted by asthma to detect triggers that they might not be aware of in their homes. So all of the monies that are raised, every dollar counts. If you're not able to come out and take the stairs with us, then you can join us virtually. You could also just go on our site. It is fightforairclimb.com/Chicago, and you can donate towards those efforts and make an impact as well.
Danielle, I think it was a Fight for Air Climb that one of my friends did. They lost their 24-year-old. They donated many of his organs, including his lungs. And I think the gentleman who got his lungs was 54 years old, and after a couple years did the Fight for Air Climb. Do you see that? Do you see people who have been the recipient of transplants come and join you?
We have heard so many stories, and yes, that is common. It's wonderful to hear these personal stories of how they've been impacted and to hear why they are there and how it's impacted their life or how they've impacted somebody else's life, right? So being together as a community and being able to share that story and resonate with others is why we're there. We have a celebration after the climb as well where people get to congregate. If people don't come and climb and spectators are there watching, they get to come out, have fun. There's a DJ. There's a food, beverages available for purchase as well, and exhibits. So it's more of a celebration than just feeling like you're coming to do the stairs and heading out. We want you to come and share your story and meet others that are impacted by lung health as well.
And you get to meet Kevin Powell.
Yeah, that's great.
That's Sunday, May 19th at Soldier Field. And I always love this because I always see the pictures of the firefighters in full gear that participate. Yes. Tell everyone about that.
Isn't that amazing? So, you know, firefighters just put their lives on the line, their lungs on the line each day for us as community members. And so it's so great to see them come out and support us, come out to bring awareness as well. And they come out with their full gear, their tanks included. I mean, it is amazing to watch. And for them to go up and down the Soldier Field Stadium, it is such a joy. And so we really like to rally around them, shout for them, and really just celebrate them. So we thank our firefighters. We do have a battalion that is doing amazing. They're our number one team this year, and they're doing great. So the Chicago Fire Department will be out there. So come and support. Or if you're a firefighter or first responder, we welcome you to come and join us and come out and climb as well.
That's great. And tell everyone the website again.
Yes, it is fightforairclimb.org/Chicago.
All right. Thank you so much, Danielle. Thanks for what you do every day.
Thank you so much for having me. See you guys at the climb.
Absolutely. May 19th, Soldier Field. You know how to find out more information. You can also go to WGNradio.com.